FYI, I'm here, Angela.
Congresswoman Good Fox, we are on and you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order at 1:31. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present. Congresswoman Stabler, will you please give our prayer?
Yes, I will. Thank you. If you'll join me, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful spring day. We thank you for all of the blossoms and the breeze that we're having today. We also ask that you watch out for all of us, not just our Osage people, but all those around the world that are suffering today and are in fear, and that you put your arms around us and that you heal this sickness and the suffering that's going on today. We also ask that you guide us and give us the strength to proceed on with our duties and our jobs and our caring for our people. And especially for our healthcare workers. I know they're afraid, but they know to go on, and they will. They're strong people. I ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes.
Hello?
Yes, can I ask who just entered the call?
Yeah. This is Frank Freeman.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Freeman.
Richard Perrier's on the call as well.
Thank you, Mr. Perrier.
Chairwoman Goodfox.
Yes.
I've reviewed the minutes and I'm prepared to make a motion.
Please go on.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second,
Maria. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCA 2008, an act to authorize and appropriate $150,000 to the Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. You have the floor.
Thank you. This bill I filed several weeks back after several discussions that we had with our LLC boards and with one. This is an amount of money that they're requesting for operations for the next few months. We got an update at that time, and I'll go ahead and just reiterate the update that they have scaled down to a base minimum staff, which includes the general manager and environmental specialist and a grant writer. Everybody else is on 1099 work, which means they're only paid if there are hours performed on the contract. They have opportunities right now to join a couple of other 8As, which would bring them work in. They're continuing to work on proposals. They believe that they are truly at a moment where they are moving forward. We've had some good results out of both LLCs this year, and this may not be the opportune time to repeat it, but you know, they've done the work that they were requested to perform this last year, and I'm very pleased with the outcomes that have come about. I'm especially grateful for the work that they've done, and it has been a long haul. I think that one of the things, though, that we have to realize that today we did receive other legislation that's going to take a priority over a lot of these appropriations that have to do with the current state that we're in with gaming and with our government operations. And so I am patient and willing to see how this can roll out. But I believe that the board members are on the line right now. And if anybody has any questions or would like it more of an update on where they stand, then I encourage you to do so. Now, I've had a couple of good conversations with them on the phone, and I'm looking forward to helping them to move on if possible. Thank you.
Thank you. The chair will open up any questions from the committee.
Chairwoman Goodfox, this is Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't really have a question. I just basically have a little bit of a follow-up, if that's okay, to Congresswoman Sabler's comment. So, Congresswoman Sabler, I appreciate your perseverance and your patience on this, and I also appreciate your mention the legislation that was filed this morning that I have sponsored concerning the current state that our nation is in and basically what humanity is facing. And the amount that is in, and the reason I'm stating this is because the board members from one, if they are on the line and if you are listening to the call, to understand the just to follow up to what Congresswoman Sabler had said, is that there is other legislation out there that did get filed today, and the legislation would appropriate money from the retained revenue, which is the same fund where this piece of legislation that we're currently talking about, where it would come from. And I just wanted you all for the board members to be aware that they do conflict one another because the balance would be less in the retained revenue at this point if this piece of legislation were to go through. I'm not married to anything as far as what I did file. I just wanted to get the conversation started about what we're going to do and how we're going to fund our government and our nation during this pandemic. And that's basically just the statement that I wanted to make, is that I'm not against the piece of legislation that's in front of us today. It's just there is another piece out there that would not really coincide with this, but could so thank you.
Any other committee members?
Chairwoman Goodfox.
Maria?
Yes.
Yes. I think that I would like to also speak to that.
You have the floor.
I also believe that we do have quite a few appropriations in this session, that some of them are completely and absolutely going to be vital to the health of our nation moving forward. I think that the Appropriations Committee really needs to issue a report and examine what we have being requested and how best to utilize the funds that we do have. So I agree that we had this discussion about sending some funds towards but right now I think we need to get a good overview of the full request on our treasury right now before we move on this. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other committee members? All right, if no other committee members have anything that they want to say, then the chair will entertain motions to postpone, is what it's kind of sounding like.
Move, Maria here, move to postpone to the call of the chair.
Second.
Stabler.
Angela.
There's a second on the floor. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
Yes.
Are there any opposed? Then the motion carries. The next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCR 2006, a resolution to designate Osage Nation Energy Services LLC as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act as the sole member of both entities. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chairwoman Goodfox. I appreciate it. This topic of discussion is consolidating our LLC, their parent company, two parent companies, to take the ONES, Osage Nation Energy Services, doing business as Osage Nation Environmental Solutions, to take it under Osage LLC as a subsidiary company that has 8A capability. And we have had, this has been a subject of two meetings, I believe that we had in February. One was just among this committee and other congressional members that came to the meetings. And then we had the second meeting with both boards of the company. And then our third meeting through all of this transition and crisis just could never happen, and that was going to be with the executive branch. I've talked with Congresswoman Stabler. She and I have both been looking at our LLCs, and I think there's some agreement that making this move to form ones as a subsidiary has some serious consideration between members of this body, among members of the body. So all of that being said, I don't believe that we've had a completely comprehensive conversation with everybody involved. I'm willing to listen to people today. The resolution says just as it says. There maybe need to do some tweaking to put maybe an effective date of when the transition would happen within this, but I think I've left that out because I think we need to discuss that if it's agreeable to happen. Also, there may be I believe there is a need to have a board resolution from Osage LLC to accept this subsidiary company as their asset. So I think that's what today's meeting is about, is just to talk about, is this possible? Do we agree this is a good move? I think it is. So, but I want everybody, this needs to be a collaboration. We can't have pieces hanging out. We need to figure out how to move these businesses forward and support the businesses that have 8A capabilities. So that being said, I'm ready for questions or comments from anyone that has them.
Chairwoman Goodfox?
Yes.
This is Stabler.
You have the floor.
I'd like to make a comment.
You have the floor.
Thank you. Okay, here's the appropriate time. So I want to go back and go over this again, that we have these two companies. Actually, the holding company is the Osage LLC. And that holding company, we understand, you know, in what kind of shape it was a year ago. And it was in the worst shape that you could possibly have ever began to believe you could be in for a holding company. And the board at that time took it on, did the work, got into every single bit of it, hired forensic auditors, got everything straightened out. We now have financials coming over. We now have a true picture of what the assets are. And they have the operations running on the existing 8A's that are going on, and then including the broadband project. So they have created structure, and they have more of the 8A expertise in this lineup on that side of it. Then we have the ONES LLC, which is the Environmental and Energy Group, and their expertise, of course, theirs is a financial problem, but in beyond that, too, it's also that expertise. And so they have the environmental expertise and the energy expertise. And if we go ahead and move this 8A over with the others, it really pairs up properly for what can go forward.
the 8As that exist with under Osage LLC are in their final year or two. Then they have the innovation, I'm not saying that right, the broadband group that will actually turn into a business once the broadband is established. So this is a proper place to put that and allow that structure that's there to feed over to the ONES group. And again, their expertise is environmental and energy, and they bring a solid background and a solid staff that are in that lineup. And they've got a good footing, and this is a brand new 8A. So this is something that we're going to have for years, and just the thought of shelving it or setting it back or starting over with another 8A seems like that this is the best opportunity we have, and it's a proper structure to move them together and consolidate them. That's all I have. And then I don't know if Chair will allow maybe the chairs of the LLCs, I know they're on the line, if they would like to make a short comment.
First, I would like to open everything up to the committee members. So are there any committee members that have any questions at this time?
This is Corbett.
Okay.
Hello? This is Brandy.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So Congresswoman Whitehorn mentioned that we've had a couple of meetings concerning this, and I just want to revisit some of the information that we received or what was talked about at the last meeting that we had, and that the Osage LLC board at the time seemed conflicted and that there was information that wasn't getting passed around to all the board members. And so my question is really aimed to ask the board chairs or any member of the board that are sitting there. And I know Congresswoman, Chair Stroman just thought that you wanted to open it up to the committee, but that is a question I have as a committee member for them concerning the current state of affairs that we saw unfold at our last congressional meeting with them.
This is Frank Freeman. I'm willing to address that question if you want me to.
Yes, please.
So here was our situation. We found that there was a board member and the employees that were withholding information from us. There were three contracts that have been signed that two board members were not aware of, that they had been signed. There are two other things that have gone on, which has cost us about $38,000 that we were not aware of, nor did we know was coming into play. And then they spent some money out of that broadband agreement that we are now thinking we're going to have to pay back. We've got a structure in place, and we've hired a consultant to get us through this. We've got an application going into Fort Leonard Wood to move that contract there forward. We looked in a pretty good shape to get it because we've performed well there. I'm in contact with our manager over there in the Corps. They have liked what we have done so far, so I'm thinking we've got a pretty good chance of getting that. We've got another couple of things that were in play that we've moved forward on a couple of jobs that we are finishing up, which will bring in about $75,000. We should have it here pretty quick. And we've got this medical, which is they're looking for an 8A to do. I can't really, it's a medical outlay group. And they go into areas where they cannot find medical help, somewhat like in Fusca, if you had a little hospital there or you had the Indian community there that was needing medical staff, and they can rotate medical staff in and out, or they can do it telecom. There's telecom stuff they can do. And so we're sort of looking at it to see what we can do to move that forward. So we are planning on moving forward. We're getting our budgets and our bottom lines together. This was sort of a setback when we found out that there were these contracts in place that Rick Perrier and I were not aware of. They're going to be costly. We are working with James Lightfoot on the grants to move forward. He's already answered all the questions that have been put to him, and we're getting ready to move that on to RUF. And we're working with the AG as far as anything illegal or ethics violations concerning board members and what's taking place. So if you're asking, are we planning on moving forward? Yes. To bring on, we are in the process of hiring a staff member. We're putting together the requirements that we're needing right now. We're working with our consultant on that. We are, if once we get this grant or this job at Fort Leonard Wood, if once we hear that we can move forward with it, that will create enough income and seed money to move forward with a lot of other stuff. And we could then do stuff with that 8A that you're talking about with one. Right now, to bring over employees, if that was mentioned, I don't know what kind of resources that would take, and we would have to look at those to see what the employees are and what they are doing to finish that. We, our consultant I've talked with can work on that 8A, and he can finish out those jobs concerning that 8A, if that needs to be. So if you got any other questions, that's sort of where we are.
May I follow up?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Yes, you went down the path that I hoped that you would, and I appreciate that very much. My just for clarification purposes is looking at this resolution that Congresswoman Whitehorn has in front of us today. In your opinion, you feel that you would be able to absorb and be able to have the subsidiary ones under the umbrella of the current board that you are chairman of. Is that your statement?
I mean, I'm not sure how you guys are talking about pulling that over. As far as taking that 8A and bringing that over under that umbrella, I have talked to our consultant. I know that there were, I think I was told there were five jobs on that 8A, under that 8A, or three jobs, something like that. He is aware of those, our consultant is, and he says that he can help us finish those out. So he can get those cleared for us. As far as absorbing employees, I'm not for sure what you're talking about, absorbing employees and the cost of that. And we would have to look at it. We're looking at trying to find a project manager at this point that can handle different projects. And then once we get to a certain point level of financial stability, then hiring somebody above that. And then sort of working with this consultant to do some other things for us to keep our overhead down. And does that answer your question?
Yes, somewhat, yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Freeman. May I direct a question towards Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Congresswoman Whitehorn, we've had short discussions in the past concerning this and this particular topic that's on our table today. And like before, we had another board, and we did this with Tallgrass LLC, and I don't remember the date. And you have mentioned an effective date possibly being put here on this piece of legislation. But just for clarification purposes, in the hypothetically, of course, that this resolution does pass Congress and get signed by our chief, let's talk about, in your purview, the board members that are at one now currently, and then the ones that are up for reappointment, and then the vacant spots that are on the Osage LLC board. Could you kind of give us your thoughts there?
Yes, if I may, Chairwoman DeFox.
Yes.
Okay. My thoughts are is if we pass this resolution and it's signed by the chief, then One's LLC is no longer an enterprise LLC, and what the Act refers to as a parent company. Once that happens, and it's given to Osage LLC, that board of directors has the obligation in law to rewrite the articles of operation, which by law they can dictate that a manager run that company. And I think that's what they did when they moved Tallgrass underneath them. So articles of organization, operation, will have to be rewritten by that board since it's a subsidiary LLC. And then as far as board availability now, one will no longer have a board since it's not a parent or a main enterprise LLC. Osage LLC has a board of three members right now that through its articles of operation has the capability to have a board of five members. So there are right now, and there still will be two board positions available at Osage LLC that the chief has the ability to appoint and fill should he so choose. That's his choice whether he wants to expand that board out to the five-member capability. Does that answer your question, Congresswoman?
Yes, thank you for elaborating on that, Congresswoman White.
And may I comment another comment some more? Yes. Okay. And, I know there was some discussion, Mr. Freeman may have said so, about he didn't know what the expectations were to take on employees. My comments and thoughts as a Congress member, my own individual thoughts are, that's entirely up to that board of how they want to continue on with what they see to be the assets that they have and the contracts open and available and the people that are working them. I don't believe as Congress we have the ability to dictate to them who they continue on, but I do know that both Mr. Perrier and Chairman Freeman have asked some of those questions, and I've responded in the same way. And I do believe that what Mr. Freeman said, they have been in contact with that board and with, and they have a new consultant that's familiar with some of the workings in the ONES LLC. So I think that those conversations are happening the way they're supposed to happen, which is through the board. So I don't believe that we have the ability to dictate, you have to take the employee, but I believe that they have the ability to make really good decisions about where that company is and what they want to continue on that started right now.
Madam Chairman, this is Kay Bills. May I speak?
Yes.
I think that you need to be very cautious because of the SBA regulations, while they have some that have been suggested, you still need to get the SBA's permission to do this on the 8A, and I would caution everybody to check first with the SBA or make this contingent upon the SBA approval to move a company.
Chairwoman Goodfox, Maria here.
Yes, go ahead.
I think that's very good advice. I do realize that there will be some procedures that have to take place in order to move an 8A company. And I think that the reason that it's timely to do this now is my recollection and my knowledge, I do not believe that ONES LLC is engaged in any 8A government contracts at the time. I think that would even complicate the transfer more, but I do realize that that the board members need to talk to the SBA and find out what this process, what they need to do to fulfill this process through their regulation.
Those regulations have been reviewed and it should be a triple notification, but it hasn't been finalized yet, but that I know of. But it's the same owner, the same conflict. I mean, it's the same issue that we had with trying to move Tallgrass over.
And if I may,
is that Congresswoman Lemon? I'll yield to Maria, if that's all right.
Okay, and then after she's done, you have the floor if you have questions.
Thank you.
I believe that, well, my comment went out of my head. I got confused there for a minute. But I believe that does need to happen. And I am willing to postpone this until maybe we can get some better direction from the board of Osage to let us know what dates we need to put in there. I also think that we need a board resolution that they're willing to accept ONES as a subsidiary company. So there are some things that need to happen. Number one is talk to the SBA. Number two is put a date when this resolution will be effective, when we expect the transfer to happen. We'll have to rewrite the articles of organization, operation, I believe. We'll have to review the law on that, and so will they. But so, yes, there are steps to take. We just can't make this happen today, but I'm glad we're having this conversation today.
This is Congresswoman Lerman, and thank you for all the information. So my question was somewhat going to go towards what Ms. Bill had mentioned concerning the time frame, because in the past when that happened with Tallgrass LLC, I'm just trying to get an idea in my head so that sees it looking forward that we're going to probably be visiting about this piece of legislation again or this resolution again, and just a time frame idea if Ms. Bill could answer, or one of the other board members, when this did occur with Tallgrass LLC, with the prior resolution that we did, being that we are currently in session and we are in the very first week of session, that do you foresee that this could be something that could possibly be accomplished within the next 10 to 20 days, Ms. Bill?
That's up to the SBA. I'd be happy to check with them on if they've implemented that regulation. If they have, it'll be just a simple notification. If they haven't, it's a whole application to request the change of ownership. And that will be a long process, as it was in the past, of 60, 80 days, 90 days.
Actually, we'll have our consultant look into that for you.
May I follow up?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much. So that's what I was really getting to also, is has the application part gone on? So thank you for letting me know. The consultant will be looking into it. And I do agree with Congresswoman Whitehorn and your comments about, this is a time, this is a good time to do it, and the time is now. And I recall that we had a few bumps in the road with the last resolution that we did, and I know that we don't want that to necessarily take place here either. But time is of the essence, so I just want to have an idea how, if it would even be a possibility. So if we could get an update at whether it be email or a phone call, whomever can give us that, Mr. Freeman, from your end, just so that we are all know that we're still moving forward and where we're at during the session time, if it's even going to be feasible to make this happen for us, unless Congresswoman Whitehorn mentioned earlier setting an alternate effective date or an effective date further out on this resolution.
I see. Email as we speak to our consultant to see what he can do for us.
Thank you. Does the committee have anything further?
I just have one more comment, Chairwoman Goodfox.
Go ahead.
The only complication when we did this with Tallgrass that we ran into was that of the annual audit. I believe that it took effect maybe a few days before the annual audit was to be complete. So then they had 5 days hanging out there that were having to be audited in a different way. So that was costly. So I don't want to make that mistake again. And then also with Tallgrass, we didn't have the complication of them having an 8A certification. So that's one complication we didn't have with Tallgrass. So we need to
assure the timing's right and assure that the SBA regulations are followed in this transfer. So I agree with you, Congresswoman Lemon. We just need to stay in contact, and I believe that Chairman Freeman's going to get the answers that we need how to do this, and hopefully we'll do it with no, we'll make this move and have no problems in doing so. Thank you.
Angela has a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there's obviously some follow-up from where we were the last meeting, and I trust that the board will take care of that and come back to discuss, but on our end, the last time, I think, I don't know, a lot's happened since then, but can anyone remind me if we ever had the follow-up in the series of meetings that we had discussed? The meeting with the board and then the Congress and executive. We never got to the executive portion, and just did that ever happen? Did I miss it? What, and is it going to if it hasn't?
Congresswoman Goodhart.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're right. We did not have the third meeting. I believe the date that the meeting was scheduled for, the chief had more pressing business that he had to take care of for the nation, so that meeting was canceled. I suppose the next time we discuss this, it gets on an agenda, we can formally invite a representative from the executive branch. I don't know if there's anybody in on this call right now from the executive that has the authority to comment on this. I have reached out and haven't sent a complete email. I can do so, and of what the objective is of this resolution, if that would help, I'll send an email and talk to the committee on it for a response. Would that be a good thing to do?
I was just asking. I was just making sure I didn't. Because that's how I remembered it. And then, you know, we had an executive session with ourselves and the board. And then, I mean, I know that we all wanted to have that discussion. So I just wanted to know if that's still on the table or whatever. It doesn't, I'm okay. I'm just throwing it out there in case anyone didn't remember, and just talk about what we want to do. So,
well, yeah, I'll try to. Madam Chairwoman, this is Eddie Red Eagle.
You have the floor, Chairman.
I want to thank the committee for allowing us to get back together again on this subject, which is very important to everyone and the nation, of course. Warrants at this point in time brings a absolute assurance and positive movement of our activities. And what we bring, and you can capitalize that in our in element of goodwill, that you can put on a balance sheet. We do have expectations to produce return on investment. We have created a long-term asset for the nation. We have now a very good loyal customer base. We are getting good representation out in the market, brand identity, recognition, and we definitely have a talented workforce. What we have not had is a conversation with Osage LLC eye to eye or face to face. We have only heard in passing elements about Osage LLC, empty board positions, no infrastructure staff, deficient audits, 8A status expiring, and one board member announcing retirement into the public. What I see in the resolution is that the resolution wording itself hinges on merger instead of transition as a subsidiary. In our Osage LLC codes, it talks about mergers and a merger plan. It also says that the parent company that is assuming the subsidiary will create new articles of organization. We have not heard any exercise like this, nor have seen any production of that. This resolution, as it's written, even has some points in it, and it's very writing. The elements in the various sections of it lean towards merger and consolidation, and not just the absorption of a subsidiary. Nowhere in the code, sections 2A or 2.9, does it say that the board of a subsidiary will be dissolved. And also, I must say that the way the code is written, that Congress does have the authority to do this, but it also has, through this resolution process, has to be presented to the chief, and that presentation for his approval, and subject to his denial of this, and of course subject to veto override. There's a lot of open areas about this move. I think everyone to a person agrees it's the rational thing to do for the long-term picture. But now I think we've reached the point where we've got to have some very frank discussion between the two boards. And if you're talking of merger and the dissolving of the board positions on one's LLC, we have to have some assurances of how we see the absorption of our work that we work so hard to do taken over by another board entity and how that will transpire. So I do, and I've been hearing the word postpone, and I think that's the correct word at this point in time. We're not ready today or in this session for this absorption of one's LLC. There's a lot of work and arrangement that has to be done, even on the federal level. We are on today, this very day, applying for FBA loans through the stimulus process. We are also very, very close to capturing relationships with companies that have 8A activities where we will assume 8A role. So we are very much alive. How we are perceived in the market, in the eyes of our partners, in the eyes of the market, in the eyes of the 8A dignitaries, in the eyes of the officers at hand in the 8A house, is very, very important to us right now. Those cannot be jeopardized. So the word is very cautious, very, very cautious how we move through this process. So I yield the floor. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Committee?
Mrs. Lemon, motion to postpone ONCR 20. Sorry, guys. I thought I had it up.
26.
ONCR 2006, is that correct?
That's correct.
Second.
To the call to the chair.
There's a motion on the floor with a second from Congressman Walker. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 20-07, a resolution to establish the consent of the Osage Nation Congress to the alienation of property and for the property to be conveyed to Osage Innovative Solutions LLC in compliance with the grant award. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. You have the floor.
Congresswoman Goodfox, that's out on the floor for vote tomorrow. It got withdrawn. It got discharged from this committee, and it's on the floor for a vote tomorrow.
Okay. All right. The next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 20-23, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the executive branch for legal fees related to the gaming compact litigation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I filed this piece of legislation in response to the chief's call for this piece of legislation. I think we saw it in an email a few weeks prior to session, just a generic amount of this is what is going to be needed. We also heard in the chief's State of the Nation address that this amount would be needed, although at this time I'm not sure of any pending litigation or active court threat challenges our compact. So at this time, I stand ready to support such legislation, but I don't see the need for it to move out of committee today without some additional support documentation to know exactly why the $500,000 is needed to be appropriated, especially in the midst of COVID-19 and everything else that's going on. Perfectly okay with leaving this in committee until we get a little bit more information. So that's pretty much it. It's pretty straightforward. It's $500,000 to assist with any legal battles that we may have. But this time I can entertain any questions, or we can table until the call of the chair and until we have some more information. Thank you.
Thank you. The chair will entertain any questions from the committee.
Chairwoman Jassar.
Yes.
I kind of, what I said about the first appropriation bill that we looked at, I still feel like the Appropriations Committee needs to be able to get a grasp on what we have and what the absolute priorities for appropriation before we make any decisions on appropriation legislation. So at this time, I move to postpone to the call of the chair.
Second. Correct.
Motion on the floor with a second from Congresswoman Pratt. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Second, the motion to adjourn in a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. We're adjourned. We're adjourned. Thank you.